Quote, "The third perfection, how to train in the perfection of patience. When people harm you, anger is not a worthy response. For the harm that they do to you is just the karmic product of a harm that you have previously inflicted upon them. Also, as they are helplessly overpowered by anger, it would be inappropriate to become angry with and hurt them. Because one moment of anger destroys the three roots of the three bases of merit accumulated over many eons, on no account permit thoughts of anger to arise. This is the practice of patience, unmoved by harm. When one experiences pain and suffering because of harms done to oneself by another, negative attitudes are dispelled, and the mind which renounces samsara is strengthened. Remember that the experience of this unwanted harm has arisen from previous negative actions done by you yourself. By avoiding the further non-virtue of anger, you avoid future suffering for yourself. Furthermore, by meditating upon patience when others harm you, your practice of the other perfections develops and matures. For these and many other valid reasons, the gurus have advised us to face harm with meditation upon patience. Remember their teachings and practice the patience which views suffering delivered by others as great kindness. Finally, appreciate the value of the activities of a Buddha child and also appreciate meditation upon egolessness. Practice the patience which is certain of Dharma and wishes to train as do the Bodhisattvas." End of quote. The practice of patience is a great asset to all spiritual paths, and particularly to those related to the generation of qualities such as love and compassion. Three types of patience are to be practiced: patience towards harmful beings, patience in facing the sufferings and hardships that arise throughout life, and patience in cultivating an awareness of emptiness. As for the value of the perfection of patience, Shantideva says, "The number of unkind and uncontrolled beings equals the measure of all space. Who could possibly defeat them in battle? But by overcoming anger from within ourselves, we overcome all external enemies. Where is there enough leather to cover the face of the earth? Yet by wearing leather shoes, we experience the same effect. Likewise, although it is not possible to tame the world with external forces, simply to tame one's own mind will tame one's entire world."